It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Delaware last night, Tea Party activists scored a big victory in the Republican Senate primary as Christine O'Donnell pulled out an upset victory over nine-term Congressman Mike Castle. O'Donnell attacked Castle for being one of those so-called rhinos, Republican in name only. It worked, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Mike Castle was the establishment candidate. He had the backing of the state GOP, which basically saw O'Donnell as an unqualified, inexperienced annoyance and actively campaigned against her. But over the weekend, momentum started to build for O'Donnell. She highlighted her endorsement from Sarah Palin. Last night, her supporters gathered at the Elks Lodge in Dover to watch the returns. The first numbers came in. O'Donnell was winning. Then came a song for Congressman Castle. It was very early with just a handful of precincts reporting, but still, this crowd sensed victory. Bob Benton from Magnolia, Delaware was there.
The liberals are on their way out.
As the votes were counted, O'Donnell's lead held. She won by 6 percentage points. Finally, the nominee took the stage.
Don't ever underestimate the power of we the people.
And O'Donnell spoke directly to pundits and others who say she doesn't have a chance in November.
People have already said that we can't win the general election.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
Still, polls in Delaware, where Vice President Joe Biden served 6 terms in the Senate, show that O'Donnell fares less well than Mike Castle would have against Democratic nominee Chris Coons. With Castle, the GOP felt poised to win the seat. They see O'Donnell's Tea Party conservatism as too extreme to appeal to general election voters in the state. But Amy Kramer, a leader of the Tea Party Express, says just wait.
And everybody said that there was no way that a Republican could take Ted Kennedy's seat, and it happened.
But in Delaware, there is a deep rift between O'Donnell and the state Republican Party. Her relationship with the National Party is just as rocky, which could mean no financial help. But in the crowd last night, nothing was going to dampen spirits. Tony Semerero from Georgetown, Delaware, says the tough economy means Democrats have a lot to answer for, even in this blue state.
But you know what? Everybody in Delaware has something green in their pockets called their wallet, okay? And this year, money issues, economic issues are affecting everybody.
And Christine O'Donnell will be trying to tap into that as she tries to pull off another big upset with or without the help of her own party. Don Gagne, NPR News, Dover, Delaware.